So today's episode was really brought on by a trigger. And I know that we think, well, if I get triggered, but when I say trigger, it was really an activation that came up. Someone popped in my feed who is very popular in the Hawaiian community. It's very loud in the beliefs, and I love the passion, and I love the consistency, and I love the no shame, well, no scare 'em, go get 'em, what we say in Hawaii. One thing though that I don't like love the content, however, right, everybody to each their own, is this constant, well, you should be doing more and you're not doing enough and you better cut that out. And it's just like, I just feel like I'm getting scolded by a youngin. And there's a lot of that right on the internet. And it's not even just that. But it really had me thinking about the kind of media that I love to consume and the kind of media that I just feel tired by. And I feel tired by the news, for sure. I feel tired by... There's a difference between expressing ourselves, which I think we used to do. We would express our thoughts. And now it's media, and especially social media, feels like a shouting match. And I'm like, I really got to clean up the space, right? Like, it's super important because, you know, I find myself slowly coming back in to engage again. But for the most part, I feel like it's a shouting match. And you should da 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 da, and how dare you da da da, and if you believe this, then you're like this. And I can't get on board with that. I really can't, because if we really understood what the bigger powers that be that control the media, like, we really need to take back our own personal power. And just kind of going back into this idea about protecting our space, this episode is about, okay, but are you happy? For me, I think we tend to think of like happiness as just this really fluffy, fleeting thing. But as someone who has been at the bottom, like in the pit, I think we all touched that place in one point, but like the pit for years, I really ask this question as like the ultimate liberatory question. Okay, but are you happy? Because a lot of times these loud voices and this call to do this and activate here and be in here, I'm like, okay, but what's happening on the back end? Like, how's your health? How's your family? How's your marriage or your partnership or situationship, whatever? You know, like, do you radiate joy? Because that's the kind of leadership that I really feel we need in this world, is people that are alive. And, you know, it is not this disillusioned. I am not advocating for bypassing real issues. I'm just saying that all issues cannot be our issues. And the internet is really good at trying to make every issue our issue. But the thing is, do we really think that the quote-unquote world gives a shit about our vitality? I mean, by all the things that we are sold to, I don't think so, right? Like, does the world care that you're making a really sweet meal for your family, or taking extra time to make out with your partner, or meditating on the things that matter, or reading a really good book? Like, it's so nice to romanticize, you know, on a nice reel or whatnot, but honestly, the world doesn't truly care about our vitality, the world at large. But there are pockets, and there are communities, and there are individuals who are advocating for these things. And I am advocating for these things because what I've seen is this concept of just like complete martyrdom. And that's why whenever I've chosen to speak out, I know the type of energies that I will attract. If I speak on one issue, those who are also advocating activists for this will say, well, then you're a part of our camp and you're going to be our spokesperson, whatever. There will be times in my life where I've come out and, you know, spoke on different land issues or body issues or just had really strong beliefs, right? Like, the thing is, we're all going to be activated at one point or another. And I think it's really important for us to use our voices in the spaces that truly call us, not the spaces that are shooting us. That's a real thing. Shooting us, and you should, and then we feel pressured and we have to jump on the bandwagon, and then it's not embodied and it's not true. It's not where our life is calling us. And this is really important, to have a strong personal culture, to know yourself so intimately that you can decipher that for yourself. But really, it's like, when we are constantly exposing ourselves to news and media, we have to know this, right? Like, really know this, that's the whole purpose that these things exist, is to capture our attention. And when we consume, ultimately what gets stolen is our energy and our focus and the inability to create the life that is really belongs to us. Like, our consciousness can get hijacked if we are not careful. And this martyrdom, right? It is the thing that gets praised. It is, you know, from being in the church scene where it's like, oh, she just puts everybody before herself, and she just gives and gives and gives, and that's the thing that is praised. And even if you're not in the church world, it's like, but they, you know, they just give and they do this for everybody and everybody, but it's like, but do we ever get praised for just driving our kids to practice, having a really good one-on-one conversation with your family, you know, washing the clothes with great love, putting away things, you know? No, the things that get praised are these big, you know, big moves. And I found that in the last couple of years, I've really, you know, the thing is, like, when you lose everything becomes really clear. And for me, what became really clear was I didn't survive. And I tell this to my kids, especially when they fight sometimes. I'm like, we didn't survive all that we did, like, truly running for our lives to fight with each other. We didn't make it out of, you know, this traumatic experience, this calamity, to just survive. I mean, there is such a difference between being alive and living. And so that became the check marker for me. Was that the marker? I don't know. Whatever you say. Hopefully you can understand what I'm saying. But when I look at loud voices, or when I feel like I'm being shouted at or being pressured into doing things or showing up in certain ways, when in actuality, how do you know, right? Like, there's so much noise out there that we should be doing this and you should be doing this. And I've never felt that, especially in the last couple of years, and the political divide in the countries. And, you know, it's just really intense time. And I really worry about our kids most of all, especially I'm having a senior graduating soon. And anyways, let me just kind of finish up this idea of, like, but are you happy? Because no, we're not going to be happy 24/7. And that's not the ultimate, like, the only way to be. There's seasons of, for sure, sadness and grief. And ultimately, though, the goal is to enjoy this life. Like, why are we actually here? Is it only just, I have to fulfill this purpose, and what we say in Hawaii, this koleana, and everyone loves to say this so much. And I also am like, okay, but are you happy? Like, I'll be happy when I reach this. I'll be happy when I get this or when I accomplish this thing because it's my life's purpose. But along the way, I'm like, yeah, but are you happy? You know, this, it's just this thing I want to ask people. And it doesn't have to even be answered. Like, we already know. Like, you can see it. I know that I've been looking in the mirror the last couple of years and like, where did she go? You know, I was why I didn't like taking photos. I just felt like the light was like kind of getting zapped out of me. But I did. I made sure that I also documented. So you can see when you're not living in your joy and when you're just trying to scramble for life. But on top of that, also seeing how society doesn't allow grief to exist for very long. You know, I had a hula sister, one of my best friends, pass away recently, and it's been very interesting to see a lot of different ways in which people grieve. And there's a lot of rushing, I feel like. There's a lot of rushing to just be okay. And I also think there's something to be said about honoring. I think I'm kind of going a little bit off, but anyways, there's a rebellion that I'd like to be a part of, and maybe it intrigues you as well as a listener. There's this quiet rebellion that we get to be a part of when we ask that simple question. Like, that's the beginning. It's going, okay, but are you happy? For any time that we feel guilted or pulled or pressured, really look at the people and the entities that are asking this of you and be like, okay, but are you happy? Not, are you telling me all the right words? Are you, you know, saying all these fancy things? Or is 100,000 people loving what your word, but on the inside, like, are you really happy? How's your relationship? I've just noticed this trend, and I think it is something to talk about, and it's something to be said when so many people that I personally know or that I've witnessed in the last couple of years, influencers, coaches, community advocates, activism, like, I know on the back end, like, personally, so many people with their relationships just don't match. And it's this inconsistency and it's this lack of vitality that has me going, okay, but I don't want to attach my wagon to that train. Because if that's where I'm headed, it's a no for me, dog. It's a no for me. And it's important that we understand, like, our vitality, like, ultimately is our life force. Ultimately is our life. It's like, maybe a purpose would change. And it's not always like what we do and what we put out in the world is always going to be joyful. But that just that question alone, I think, can really save us from a really unaligned path. And so, you know, there's this quiet rebellion of, like, what I found to be most nourishing just for me anyways is choosing fulfillment in a really simple life and, like, prioritizing personal happiness over societal pressures. And it's this quiet rebellion that feels really fucking good. And it is nothing to be prideful about. It's not something that I'm, you know, would be bragging about, but I do want to share. It's almost like wherever you are, if you are feeling pressured or overwhelmed by the need to show up and do this and be like, you know, speak for this and show up for this, like, and really examine, like, but are you happy? You know, Because then I feel like if we can get to a place where we are happy and we are activated at the same time, boom, like magic, right? Then you are activated from a place that is grounded. You are activated and you are moving from a place that is resourced. And the greatest resource that we have is our vitality, is our life force. Like, it cuts through the bullshit. When we are in this vital, powerful place that is centered and is rooted and it is like enlivening, your frequency reaches far beyond your words, right? Like, there's no need to be shouting. There's no need to be convincing. Like, you're just fucking it. And that's where I know, and that's where I've been experienced. You're just undeniable, right? But that takes work. But the biggest work for me is like putting up the boundaries and clipping all the external mana suckers that strip you from this. And that's the thing, you know, when you become a light, we need to have that protection. Anyways, it's a whole nother thing about energetic protection. I just want to offer, you know, another thing is like, are you living a life that is aligned with your true values? Like, do you even know? Or has it been a while since you sat down and evaluated these values? For me, I know I'm not living in values when I'm living in monotony. Like, I need to have learning and doing adventures. I mean, these are the things, rather than conforming to this, again, societal expectations and pressures. And another question is like, how can you reclaim your time and vitality amidst external pressures? This idea, and I had that for so long, was like, I don't have time for myself. I don't have time. Like, when someone you love passes away and like you get really clear on how precious, and like my sis says, life is like a vapor, all we have is time. Like, time is the gift, and fuck anything or anyone that is gonna take you from that ultimate expression of life and life force energy, truly. And so, just offering some tips as I come to a conclusion, as I gotta go pick up my kid from the bus, you know, setting boundaries with media consumption, adding in some mindfulness practices, like really strengthening your resolve to meditate, you know, and refining and redefining. Like, if it's been a while since you've sat down and made a value list, and what does success look like now in this season? Because I think, you know, especially when I was starting this podcast a couple of years ago, my version of success is so different than what it is now. So it's really important to make time to check back in. And then the last thing I just want to offer is like engaging, like not bypassing in delusion, like my life's so good and the world is shit. Like, no, we're very aware of what it is, you know. But there's this engaging in life, and that for me kind of comes through creativity recently, rediscovering these little pieces that I loved doing as a child, because it's really like the things that bring us back to our original essence that can zap us back into joy. It doesn't have to be like when we're going back from depression or fluctuating in these grief seasons, to coming back into our own joy. Going back to the things we love as a child, I think, is just the most quickening way. Like, I don't know, that's just what this season has been for me. And there's nothing to explain, you know, and I'm not trying to convince, or maybe I am. I want to convince you to do that. Yeah. I just think the things that you loved as a kid, like figuring out ways to just incorporate that and to do them along, especially if you have your own family, to do that with them. Like, they feel it and it uplifts everyone. And I do want to just kind of end with this little mo'olelo, this little story that I was in this yoga practice, this yoga journey, and we were moving through this like chakra clearing practice, and we're kind of going up the different channels, and I was like, you know, doing this breath practice, and it was like, okay, clear from the shit, and like release, you know, if you've ever done these kind of practices, like they're very intense, and you're like trying to shake it out and breathe it out, and you know, and I'm like pushing and I'm pushing and I'm harder and I'm harder and harder and I'm pushing, trying to get this icky memory out or this really whatever. And the thing that allowed me to really release was going, I don't want to push. I want to dance. And the second that I was like, brought in joy, this awful memory just dissipated. Like, we're always going to have these traumatic experiences that happen and live in our body. But as soon as I brought in this feeling of joy, there was this lightness of being, of like, I don't have to carry. I don't have to push. Like, I don't have to go and you better. In the same way that like this whole episode has been about this pressure to do and get out there and more, and we need more from you. It's like, actually, what if I just fucking enjoyed the experience and brought in this ecstasy and this play? And that was like, that was it for me. So then I realized from now on, it's like, get back to play. And when I look back in my life, even the times that I made the most money or had the most miracles happen, I was at this frequency of joy and happiness and play. And so while it can be a challenge, right? But that's only a thought. Wherever we are, yeah, there's all this, okay, but this, you don't even know, and this my experience, and like this and this and this. I can get in this stories, right? Like, no one's helping me, and I can play this, or I can just let go, dance, bring in some freaking awesome jams. Like, and it's not, again, bypassing or going into delusion. It's engaging in and surrendering. And we think, oh, if I surrender and like let go, you know, like how is this thing gonna get done? It's like, do your work and then let go. Like, do your work and then bring in joy. Do the work and then release. Like, what else are we gonna do? Push until we have no more life force? Like, no. You know, if we really believe in ancestors and Kupuna and God and this goddess and the great mother, like include them that you are powerful and powerless at the same time. And so that play and that mystery and that surrender gets to be equally as important as doing the work. So anyways, I hope that this episode, which was just really free flowing, and probably that's how it's gonna go for a while. I just hope that all the people or the entities or the different, you know, things in life that might pull you or pressure you or overwhelm you, like, you just kind of stop and be like, okay, but are you happy? Like, ask the question, even if you won't get a response because you probably don't know them, or maybe you do. Ask that question and then ask it to yourself. Okay, but like, are you happy? And then make that the priority. And then watch the beautiful, amazing things that happen to you and your loved ones. And that's all I want to say for today. So thank you for being here, and I will see you on the next episode.